And it was Moore who won it, and that's the last action of this semi-final. And indeed, it's St Eunan's who advance to the Donegal Senior Football Championship final in impressive fashion, it must be said, Brendan. They got the job done. Kilcar, credit to them, didn't make it easy, and we probably shouldn't expect anything less. At the midway point of the second half, the sides were level, as you say, 1-9 apiece. But after that, St Eunan's got the scores that mattered. They kicked 3 points without reply through Niall O'Donnell. Remember that Keelan Ward score, and a great point from Kieran Moore. And while Kieran McGinley responded with a good score from Kilcar at that late stage, they probably needed a goal. Owen McGeehan kicked a good point for St Eunan's, his first of the match. That put them 3 points up. And while McBrearty responded with a late score for Kilcar, it wasn't enough. And St Eunan's, it's them who advance.
Yeah, and deservedly so. I think they were the better team on the day, and you know, that's not dismissing the what Kilcar brought to the game. And you know, I thought they were really good in the second half, led by Patrick McBrearty, who had an absolutely phenomenal game. For not only was he kicking 7 or 8 points, he was also coming out to the middle of the field, lending his hand out there, winning ball, which is not something you see him do too often. So really good performance. And you know, Kilcar will be disappointed. I think they'll feel that they could have played better, but I think you have to give great credit to the St Eunan's team. I thought defensively they were very good, and okay, there was that goal, you know, that just before half time, that, you know, they look at that, and Rory won't be too happy, you know, about the concession of that goal. But overall, like, Eunan's were the better team, defended really well. Keelan Ward was very good, Aaron Deeney as usual, you know, Parkey, Peter Devine, I thought, had a great game for St Eunan's, and Conor O'Donnell, particularly in the first half, driving forward, kicked a couple of scores. He also did, you know, a good job. Conor Doherty wasn't very much in the game. Kilcar had been hoping to get a bit more from him, so he had a really solid game. And Peter McNiff before he went on, and then, you know, you had Sean McVeigh coming in, and, you know, Kieran Tobin. So they're so strong defensively. Darren Mulgrew and Sean McGettigan around them, and Kevin Keeley and these guys around the middle of the field were superb too, full of energy, full of running, always an option. And you know, Dara was involved in an awful lot of scores early in the game, plus, you know, in the second half too. So, you know, Eunan's will be very happy. They know that there's a huge challenge coming up for them. You know, they've come across this Naif Connell team so often over the last number of years, Jeremy, then, you know, there've been some titanic battles. Naif Connell are still reeling from last year's county final. They feel they didn't perform. They feel they didn't do themselves justice on the day. And they'll be, you know, the opportunity that they will find themselves presented with now to play St. Eunan's again and to answer questions that may have been asked of them last year. So it's a really good final to look forward to. Commiseration to Kilcar, they put up a really good battle, but I do think that St. Eunan's were the better team on the day and deserve the victory.
And significantly, Brendan, as well, 9 different scorers over the hour. That's some going from St. Eunan's. They were able to take scores from all arts and parts, and some well taken scores at important stages of the game.
Absolutely, yeah. And if you compare that to, you know, that the Kilcar scores, you know, apart from Patrick, there was just Andrew McLean kicked 2 points from play. I think Kieran McGinley kicked a point from play, you know, and there was the goal, of course, then, kind of thing. But, you know, they just didn't get enough scores across the pitch from play. Ryan McHugh, sorry, kicked a great point too early in the second half. But that's the threat that Eunan's have. They have footballers all over the field. All these defenders are so comfortable on the ball and happy to get up the field and to take a potted score. Now, we question, you know, Peter Devine's shot wasn't too great there, but they are so comfortable. They're all very good footballers, and they do possess that threat to be able to pick off scores from any area in the field.
Rory Kavanagh, we can see him there down in front of us. He's got all the players and the backroom team and the, you know, whatever, the mentors around him. They're having a chat, and Rory's just there in the middle of it all, talking to his players. And at this stage now, Brendan, they've got to focus their minds on next weekend. It's a really, real, really, really quick turnaround, and he's in the happy position now of trying to decide on what his starting 15 is going to be.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you know, brilliant to have Darren Mulgrew back on the pitch today. So he was, you know, he's a very important player in this St Eunan's team. And you know, hopefully that young Conor O'Donnell will be available for the final next week, because he's been playing really good football, and he's another threat, that another weapon that they can use in their forward line. Kieran Moore has been a huge addition to this team over the last couple of years too. You know, he's such a quality footballer. But you're right, 7-8 day turnaround is very short for a county final, and we're looking at a lot of players cramping up there towards the end of the game. You know, it's going to be a very short time to get the recovery done. But listen, this is a fairly young team. There's, you know, I don't see any problem that they won't all be all right, as long as there are no serious knocks, and they should be all okay for next weekend.
Well done to St Eunan's. They came through a difficult test tonight against the Kilcar side, who, well, they just showed they never give up, did they? And when it seemed St Eunan's were looking so much in control. The goal just before half time sparked Kilcare back into life. They got themselves back onto level terms as well, and the sides were level as we entered the final quarter of this game. But St Union's, as they do so often and so impressively, they just finished the stronger of the two sides, and they got the win in the end, winning by 2 points, 113-111. My thanks to Brendan Kilcoyne on co-commentary this evening. Thanks to Kevin back in studio. It's been a good game. We'll look forward to next weekend's senior final, St Union's against Naomh Connell. All that to come in the build-up during the week. It's going to be good from myself, Jeremy Doherty. Have a very good evening.